SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel's defense minister has announced that Iran's security chief was killed in an overnight airstrike. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says Ali Larijani had emerged as Iran's most prominent government leader.
Over the years, he has been seen as a man of flexibility, somebody who sees all the angles. And he's seen as a man that maybe you could do business with. But the issue is, the Israelis don't want to do business with any of them. They have said time and again, and this has been a career-long preoccupation for the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that they want to get rid of the regime in Tehran.
Israel reports that the commander of Iran's Basij military force is also dead today. Between bad weather and the ongoing partial government shutdown, it's been a rough week for air travelers.
Hundreds of flights are canceled or delayed a day after powerful storms swept across the eastern half of the country. The flight tracking site FlightAware says more than 750 flights have been canceled. Travelers have been facing additional jams at airport security checkpoints as a partial government shutdown that began February 14th has added pressure on staffing at security checkpoints. TSA union leaders say that TSA workers are coping with eviction notices, vehicle repossessions, empty refrigerators, and overdrawn bank accounts, saying they would like a paycheck, not a rain check. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rescue crews are digging bodies out of the rubble of a drug rehabilitation hospital in Afghanistan's capital. Officials say an overnight Pakistani airstrike killed at least 400 people in what is seen as a dramatic escalation of the three-week conflict between those neighboring countries. This is SRN News. Americans are no strangers to prayer, as SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the U.S. is coming into focus. According to the annual report from National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law. This is SRN News. Illinois voters are deciding primaries for six open U.S. House and Senate seats that will spur a new generation of leadership in the state's heavily Democratic congressional delegation. The retirement of Senator Dick Durbin has triggered a competitive campaign to replace him. New pro basketball franchises could be headed to two popular U.S. cities in the West.
The NBA may move a step closer to adding teams in Seattle and Las Vegas next week when expansion will be again discussed by the league's Board of Governors. Two people with knowledge of the matter tell the Associated Press it's expected that a vote on whether to go forward with those two cities as the sole targets for expansion takes place next week as well. The people spoke on condition of anonymity because those discussions were not released publicly. It would take a three-fourths majority of governors to go forward. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.